Grace and peace in the name of Jesus from Every Nation Brisbane. My name is Stephanie. Today we're reading and occasionally pausing to pray through Mark 11 verses 12 to 23. Feel free to pause and journal what God may be revealing to you throughout this time. Let's begin by slowing down a moment through pausing and taking a few deep breaths, removing any distractions that may hinder our focus on what God is highlighting at this time. Just taking time to breathe deeply and reflect on the goodness of God. As we begin to read God's word, take note of the words or phrases that stand out to you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to illuminate the word to us today. Mark 11, verses 12 through to 23. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" And the chief priests and the scribes heard it and were seeking a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching. And when the evening came, they went out of the city. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him." Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to soak deeper in the words or phrases you have highlighted. As we're reflecting on your word, we want to respond in either prayer or further deep listening. At this time, let's take a moment in our own words to pray. We've listened closely to what God has revealed through his word. Consider now how you might practice Mark 11 verses 12 through 23 in your everyday living. How is this scripture forming your life? And what is one way you can apply this word in your life today? And finally, take this last moment to devote yourself to God. Receive His refreshment at this time. Thank you for journeying with us in meditating on God's word. Grace, peace, and blessings to you.